We ask kids what...
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program. This hour of the Laura Ingram Show is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics, serving Reading for over 45 years.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR 1460.
You're healthy. Radio. Addiction starts now.
Power to the people!
The Laura Ingram Show.
Another immigration sob story.
These folks, you know, 7,000 now. How do you know the hearts of all of them? They're human beings. But from what I've witnessed, is just touching humanity. People who are fleeing desperation at home, who have no other choice and are thinking about their children. President Trump thinks that you are an invading band of criminals, possibly terrorists, and is threatening to use soldiers to keep you out or separate families. What would you say to him?
Nosotros somos gente.
We are an honorable people. We're workers. Would he call a group of kids terrorists? A group of women who need help? We're asking for his support, but of course we know he has no conscience. He's crazy.
Well, MSNBC has no scarcity of future pundits of a bilingual nature. That's very heartening to hear. That's going to be just what we want into the United States. People trashing our president before they've even arrived. That's quite something, isn't it? Just American and everything except a piece of paper. 855-40-LAURA. This is now a situation where one begets another, meaning a migrant band of border crashers getting all this publicity and assistance. And I'm going to show you in a moment more and play more for you about what we found out and what all the backbenchers are saying about who organized this, since we were only exposing this on Friday night. But now another caravan is forming in Guatemala. And just, again, it's all just organic. There's no force behind any of this. There's no individual or group of open borders organizations that are pushing these thousands of people to rush the border. No, it's all organic. It's all, this is just the natural process of migration, as if people are talking about, you know, bird migration or something. This is just natural to flow up and to flow down. North, guess what? The northward never goes southward. When you fly north, you never come south. It's just only one way, okay? So this is the situation we find ourselves in. Illegality and a lack of respect for the rule of law begets more illegality and further lack of respect for the rule of law. And then it gets worse than that, because then the migrants, who again are coached by all of these activists who come down from the United States, all these do-gooders who are looking at this as a pure electoral play. The way to set up your socialist utopia, you're not going to get there by trying to convince Ohio that this is all good for them. You're going to get there by bringing in new voters who ultimately will swamp the old. That is what is going on here, pure and simple. They want to replace old white America with a new brand of voter who see things in a different way. They don't have an affinity for the old American story. And I think it's, there's actually a racial component to it. They're trying to say that Trump's racist because he says he's nationalist. No, Trump believes, as all of us do, who anyone who's worth anything, believes that America, if you're here legally from wherever you came, if you love this country and you love our founding, you love our framers, you're an American citizen, you follow the laws, you're an American. There's nothing racist about saying you're a nationalist. You want America to survive. But what is racially motivated is what you're seeing with these Pueblos Sin Fronteras type groups, where they're actually looking at the world in a very disturbing way to, again, to reconquer America the right way, win it this time. They lost last time. They couldn't hold on to their territory. So now they're going to win it in a new way, and they never have to fire a shot. There's no firing a shot to take over America, to reconquer America. You just replace the population. Or overwhelm, I should say, the population, the system of laws, the infrastructure, the court system. You overwhelm it, and you have a lot of allies inside the United States who don't even know better. They don't know better, and they believe somehow that this is the way to some type of, I don't know, like socialist utopia, where we're finally going to get it right, whereas Venezuela didn't quite do it right, or Cuba fell short, Venezuela fell short. So we're going to show the world that socialism can really work in the United States. Everyone gets free health care. Everyone gets free college. Everyone gets free universal pre-care. Everybody gets free stuff, and the super rich will pay. They'll pay big time. This is where we're headed. And it sounds like a harsh description of this, but this is what's going on. It's been going on for a long time, and it's been aided and abetted by Republican mainstream Chamber of Commerce type folks who believe that an open border will keep wages low and keep a flow of indigent workers into the country to drive the economy. Like, without millions of construction workers from Guatemala, we can't survive as a nation. Then maybe we shouldn't survive. As if that's really our way to survival, maybe we really need to examine everything about what we're doing right now. Because, you know, the mob could say, well, we can't survive. You know, we really can't survive unless we do this extortion on a daily basis and take 10% from everybody, you know, on the block. And otherwise, we can't survive. Well, yeah, what you're doing is illegal. You shouldn't survive. What is happening here is not legal. It is a fraud perpetrated on our system of laws and our country.
I spent the last 48 hours with all these immigrants. And by the way, they're not criminals and they're not terrorists. They're not even immigrants. They're refugees. And they don't have a single dollar, Anderson. They don't have a single dollar to buy a bottle of water. So if it's being financed, well, I'm not seeing it, because these people have absolutely nothing. They don't have nothing.
Well, we got a lot of people in the United States who don't have much. They don't got nothing. We don't got grammar either. We don't got nothing. They don't. I know it's a second language, but well, that's just what we want into the country. We want to bring in millions of people who we're going to have to support.
And the financing of a caravan like this, it doesn't mean everyone in it is enriched. It means there's a structure in place to move them. The people being financed are the Pueblo Sin Fronteras workers who are spread through the caravan, moving them from one city to another, organizing resting places, places where they can stop, places where they can be fed and eat. Doesn't mean that they're getting money for this. Their payoff is reaching the border and maybe broaching it. Not part of they're not an NGO, but there are NGOs and individuals who are shaping, moving, as you pointed out last night in your angle, moving this caravan. It didn't spontaneously crop up amongst, five poor people in El Salvador. This is being organized with intent. And the question is, what is that intent? What is the motivation? And is it to break U.S. law? And might these people be involved in some sort of conspiracy using these very good and at times hardworking people? Look, these are my people. My father grew up in Guatemala. Your daughter's from Guatemala. We've seen that poverty up close. I get that they have hard lives and want something better. And that's it. But in this instance, are they being used as part of this caravan? And when you look, I've spoken to people who are on the front lines of human trafficking. When you talk to people about the abuse of young girls in these caravans, these peace-loving caravans, the numbers of sexual assaults, we worry about sexual assaults of women, and we should. These young girls are abused routinely in these caravans, and nobody gives a damn. That's a shame.
Because the higher goal is to violate immigration laws and get a foothold in the United States. Because you know you're never going to show up at a judge. Just never going to show up.
And I worry they're using these children and these young women to get – that's the passport.
They don't care. They don't care.
That's what they're using.
You know, yeah, they are, but they don't care. People don't seem to understand. And this question was asked on CBS this morning. Finally, John Dickerson. Let's listen.
Well, the caravan started out organized by grassroots organizations in Honduras, Guatemala, Mexico. One is Pueblos Sin Fronteras, which is People Without Borders. And they are in this group. They're spread out and they communicate with each other. These organizations, they make decisions amongst the leadership and they distribute that information via loudspeakers. And that's how this is being organized.
And they distribute information about what to say when you're interviewed so you don't say the wrong thing regardless of what is the real story back in your home country. Yes, people are desperate, Raymond, all over the world. Desperation is not a ticket into the United States. That's not a ticket. That's not how our laws are written. And these politicians are ultimately responsible. The politicians who have refused to do what is necessary to secure this border and to close these loopholes are going to be responsible for losing this country. That is a fact. And we fought all these wars and spent trillions of dollars in far-flung countries to save other countries' sovereignty and security. And what do? We just throw open our borders and allow anyone to come into the country without a legal process and without a specific intent to become a legal American citizen. This is a scandal. And it's unfair to the hardworking people of this country who used to be able to send their kids to public schools and expect that when their kids go to public schools, they're not going to have to compete with other kids, sadly, who can't speak the language. I think it was someone in the Pew Research thing said they're not literate in their own language, let alone literate in English. And many of them just ultimately decide they're not going to really need to be proficient in English because there are so many systems in place in the United States for them to perpetually speak Spanish. And that's the other goal, replace the English language ultimately with either a bilingual national language or ultimately just Spanish as a national language. And I speak Spanish. I love Spanish. But if you come to the country, don't try to change the fundamentals of this country. We argue about policy, that's fine. But the fundamentals of America, that's what I really resent. You don't act like you own the place when you're poised to commit a fraud upon the people. 855-40-LAURA. Do you agree with me on my assessment here? This is a concerted effort, and I think this is ultimately a conspiracy among a number of these different open borders, pro-amnesty groups, to overwhelm our system, to organize. If they can organize 500,000 people to come here, they will. They're on their way. This is not going to stop anytime soon. 855-40-LAURA. We'll get to your calls. How serious is this? The midterms looming, of course. The Republicans look like it's most certain that they're going to pick up a few seats in the Senate. Very tight on the House of Representatives. Anyone listening, by the way, in the Richmond, Virginia area, and you're in the 7th District of Virginia, you got to get out and vote for Dave Brat. Dave Brat's seat has got to be saved. This cannot be a situation where you allow good, hardworking people of Virginia to take the prosperity backward and go backward in time here. We want to go forward with the prosperity boom made possible by Donald Trump and all the fantastic Republicans in Congress who agree with his policies on trade and immigration. 855-40-LAURA. Don't go away.
This train don't stop. This train don't stop.
To those who want to come here legally. Legal immigration is the surest way to obtain the better life you're looking for here in the United States of America.
The Laura Ingram Show. don't need to hear it, but I'm dried up and sick to death of love.
Have you ever taken your car for an oil change and your mechanic finds something wrong and, surprise, you're hit with a huge repair bill? And what happens when you're not covered by the manufacturer's warranty? You're paying out of pocket to fix it. That's why I recommend extended vehicle service protection from my friends at CarShield. If your car has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, CarShield can save you from paying for high repair bills. Replacing your engine or even a simple sensor can cost thousands. And when you're protected by CarShield, you can have your favorite mechanic or dealership fix your car. It's your choice. CarShield also provides 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental while yours is being fixed. For free. Get covered by the ultimate and extended vehicle service protection from CarShield. Call 800-CAR-6100 and mention the code Laura. Or visit CarShield.com and use the code Laura to save 10%. That's CarShield.com or call 800-CAR-6100 and use the code Laura to save 10%.
A deductible may apply.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I thought I had a sinus headache for a few days, but I had a massive brain aneurysm, hemorrhage of the brain, and a stroke, and I was on my deathbed. I was on a respirator in a coma for 35 days, and 3 months later, I came home in a wheelchair. I had double vision. I had to learn to walk again, to speak again. One and one is two, write the alphabet. You know, if I went out and did a little something, I'd come home, I'd be in bed. Now, I'm up by like 5:30 in the morning, and I go to the gym. I do shopping. I cook. I have energy all day. I mean, I feel great. Overall, my whole outlook, just feeling, my mental aspect, everything is better.
For a limited time, use discount code Laura, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Laura.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Chad Prather, the political cowboy, is coming to Reading Civic Auditorium January 12th for the Star Spangled Banter Comedy Tour.
Let's talk about these protesting college kids. What are you protesting? The American political process, the Electoral College, the Constitution? No. You just didn't get your way. Get back into Starbucks and yell about your latte order getting messed up.
See Chad Prather at Reading Civic Auditorium January 12th. Tickets start at $29. Get yours at readingcivic.com or by calling 530-229-0022.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We have been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. We need to stop the Bail Reform Act. SB 10 endangers public safety and will cost taxpayers millions. Bail is a vital public safety tool that ensures people who have been arrested for crimes will return to court for trial. What can you do to help protect our community from SB 10? Come to Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Placer Street, and sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 to a public vote.
Call Laura now, 1-855-40-LAURA.
They don't have a single dollar, Anderson. They don't have a single dollar to buy a bottle of water. So if it's being financed, well, I'm not seeing it, because these people have absolutely nothing. They don't have nothing.
What the president of Honduras told me was organized by leftist groups in Honduras, financed by Venezuela, and sent north to challenge our sovereignty and challenge our border.
You are listening to your Healthy Radio Addiction, 855-40-LAURA. Do you find this to be among the one or top two issues in this campaign? I do. I think immigration affects every aspect of American life, from national security to, of course, our financial sustainability, our national unity, our culture, and, of course, our sovereignty. These issues all coincide, all end up, I think, smashing together on this one issue of who we let into the country, for what reason, and what we tolerate at our border. It tells us a lot about what we tolerate in our society at large. David in Texas on line one. David.
One of them, yes, but the economy obviously second.
Okay, is that all you have to say? Go ahead, David. We missed the beginning of what you said. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, well, I'm originally from Honduras, and I'm Republican from the moment I was born. I already did my vote on first day of election, early voting here in Austin, Texas. Your reporter yesterday was right on it. This thing was organized by this ex-president of Honduras that got ousted a couple of years back. This guy has done this. That's what he does. He has this relationship with gang members, and that's what they do. They just create chaos. These are people, 80% of them, I believe, they're just gang members that have nothing to do, no jobs, no nothing, and they're just surrounding, putting women and children in front of it, and they're the ones running this thing, and it's just an adventure for them.
You know what I have? My question to you, David, is why would Latino Americans who fled Central America or Mexico, because they for a variety of reasons, a lot of them applied legally to come to the country and were allowed in. I have a lot of friends who are Salvadoran. They left during the war in the 1980s. Nicaragua, same thing, left during the war. Came here, settled here, amazing people, great families. Why would they think the Democrats' plan is good for their future? They fled. They don't want our country to become more like Central America.
It's simple. Look, for us Hondurans, we've been lucky. We've seen Nicaragua become socialist and communist. El Salvador has civil war for years. Guatemala, 30 years. And we see the poor of the poor immigrating to Honduras and telling our poor what these countries are doing, that life is impossible. So I don't understand how these guys just need to go over there and really see how life is rough and how communism just doesn't work.
Right, but the problem is once our system gets flooded with mostly indigent, low-skilled people, we ultimately lose that strong core of conservative ideals because they've been led to believe that the only people they can trust are the open borders types who helped them get in the first place. That's the problem. I appreciate it, David. We have a lot to get to here on the Laura Ingraham Show. I have a question. Do you exercise every day? I mean, something. Do you do something every day? And if so, what do you do? Do you find that when you don't exercise, you feel worse mentally? Just mentally feel worse. And physically, you get more lethargic. There was an interesting study that came out yesterday. We're going to touch on about that and whether exercise really helps you lose weight. And even a 10-minute-a-day walk can actually be really good for your brain. Stay with us.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-794-0437.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-794-0437. That's 1-800-794-0437.
Yeah, they'll stop. I have the right of way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of Eastside Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register, or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the Little Gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail fire restoration projects.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a Reading sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167. Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I'm Francie Sullivan, Vice Mayor of the City of Reading. During my term, we've worked hard to make Reading as safe and clean as possible while never spending money we don't have. I've supported every financially feasible aspect of the Blueprint for Public Safety. There's just so much we can't control. State laws have put limits on who can be arrested. Jail space is limited and controlled by the county with their own budget problems. Prevention is our best tool. Every part of city government is focused on making our city safer. Need advice on better lighting for your home or business? RU will help. Our park staff works constantly to partner with everyone from trail groups to private businesses to fill our parks with families. Think food trucks and Carnegie Park, or the bike pump park near the pool at Caldwell, or the volcano at Enterprise. And it's working. Crime went down in the last 6 months in Reading. It's not good enough. I want to keep working to make our city safer. I need your vote. I'm Francie Sullivan. I approve this message, which is paid for by the committee to elect Sullivan for City Council in 2018.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
Call Laura now, 1-855-40-LAURA.
Everywhere, data breaches, Facebook breaches, big companies mining and sharing your information. Well, these are legitimate companies putting you at risk. And now you add in all the crooks and scammers, and the risk of ID theft is totally off the charts. Look, the best thing you can do is protect yourself and your family, and that's why I rely on My ID Care for ID protection. They're the best in the business with plans starting for less than 10 bucks a month, and only My ID Care offers a 100% money-back recovery guarantee. So you can sign up at MyIDCare.com/Laura. MyIDCare has taken care of Fortune 500 companies for years, but now their protection is available to people like you and me. My listeners also get 15% off at MyIDCare.com/Laura, so learn more and then let MyIDCare take care of you. MyIDCare.com/Laura, and again, enter the promo code Laura. That's MyIDCare.com/Laura, promo code Laura.
Lou Barletta, please come out. Lou Barletta. So we need Republicans. We need Lou Barletta. He is tough. We need Lou Barletta. We do. He's tough.
You are listening to your healthy radio addiction, 855-40-LAURA. It's a tough race in Pennsylvania, but Lou Barletta is running against incumbent Democrat Bob Casey. In that U.S. Senate seat, Casey has turned out to be a complete disaster, of course. He only was elected because his father was a pro-life, of course, governor of the great state of Pennsylvania. And so he has a lot of name ID. But Bob Casey he's either been a non-issue or just a reliable supporter of liberal policies. And meanwhile, Lou Barletta cut his teeth as a mayor and a staunch believer in enforcing our immigration laws. And he warned of a lot of what we're seeing happening right now in the country. He warned of this years ago when I first had him on the show. We thought we'd check in with him and see how things are going on the campaign. Again, it's a tough race, but we think it's important to talk about all these races, and we're going to do that throughout the show today. Lou, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Laura. It's, this race has really taken a turn in the last few weeks where we thought we saw a low point in American politics with what the Democrats did with Kavanaugh. But then here in Pennsylvania, Senator Casey decided to take it even a step lower, which I think has backfired, and it really has made this race very, very close.
Explain what you're talking about to the listeners.
So I have four daughters, and my one daughter was blessed with miracle twins. And just recently we found out that little Jordan was diagnosed with cancer and would need 42 weeks of chemotherapy and radiation. And I had just learned of this and was at the 9/11 ceremony in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where Senator Casey and his wife were there also, and I was really upset and confided in him and told him that this personal story of the twins and how they were born. And now Jordan has cancer, and we have him in Children's Hospital in Philadelphia, and how upsetting it was. And it really, really puts things in perspective. And about a month later from that conversation I had with him, my brother, who I'm very close with, passed away. We buried my brother on a Friday. Saturday, the following day, Senator Casey began running commercials in Pennsylvania, mirroring my situation that I had told him with the twins and cancer. And the woman in the commercial said that if Lou Barletta had his way, children like mine would be denied health care. It was obviously devastating to my daughter, my family, myself. I pleaded with him to please take the commercial down, that I felt that was insensitive and heartless. His answer to me was that votes have consequences and you will be held accountable in November. It wasn't, I'm sorry. It wasn't, oh, I didn't realize the parallel. It was like, I'm going to punish you even more in spite of what I've just gone through. And people in Pennsylvania have just, you know, just cannot believe, even his friends can't understand what would cause him to do something to be so heartless and evil.
But are you saying that he greenlit this commercial and he, in 24 hours, they wrote a commercial that used or had an example, an anecdote that used your story, or that it was already in the pipeline, they should have taken it down?
It wasn't running yet. So whether they already had, they had it in the pipeline or what they were going to, I've just found it pretty ironic.
Tasteless.
That he
yeah,
would,
well, it's tasteless.
Yeah, they would use a commercial that had twins with cancer. It's
yeah.
not something you think about doing when you're doing a commercial. And
mm-hmm.
the fact that he ran it after he knew what happened and wouldn't take it down, he only will take it down in Scranton because his own friends and family can't stand seeing it. But yet it's still running as we speak today. He continues
yeah.
to run this
heartless ad. Despicable. It's despicable. It's disgraceful. Excuse me. But I think, look, at the very least, he should have just taken the thing down. If he didn't know, you know, if it was some wild coincidence, he should have just taken it down, Lou. But I think for you, the best thing to do at this point is to run on the issues. And the issues facing the country today are, of course, this immigration crush at the border, which affects every aspect of our lives, from economic to national security and health and all other concerns, sovereignty and so forth. And what do you believe should be done with these roving hordes of border busters?
Well, if they would have listened to me back in 2006, maybe we wouldn't have had this problem. You know, I've been standing up against illegal immigration. This is an invasion. There's no other way to put it. And it's people like Senator Bob Casey who support catch and release. That is really just encouraging people. And you know, for all these years of these weak politicians in Washington who want to talk about a pathway to citizenship, basically giving a green light to people all over the world, come to America. Once you get here, you can't leave. The American people are fed up with this. This is why Donald Trump was elected president, because they want people who have a backbone and say, listen, we're the most generous country in the world, but you've got to follow our rules. We need to know who you are, what your background, your medical, we need to know all this. You can't just walk in here and tell us, whether or not you're going to leave or stay. And we have politicians who actually support that. Casey supports sanctuary cities. It's just beyond me that we have people who are in elective office defying our laws.
Well, Lou, the state of Pennsylvania, they thought in 2016 was going to be the Waterloo for Donald Trump. He ended up winning. And yet some of those numbers have, at the very least, softened for the president in Pennsylvania. What's happening there that would cause an erosion in Republican support? Is it demographic changes due to immigration? Is it trade? What is it?
No, it's nothing. It's that these experts and pollsters and Washington consultants have it wrong again, just like I told them in 2016. I told then-candidate Donald Trump in Gettysburg about a week and a half before the election, don't pull out of Pennsylvania. The polls are wrong. He was telling me he was down 6 points. I said, they're wrong. They're not getting them right in Pennsylvania. They don't understand people here in Pennsylvania, many of them who were Democrats because their fathers and grandfathers were Democrats, and they were JFK Democrats, and this Democrat Party represents nothing that people here in Pennsylvania can associate with. But they're not going to change their registration, and they're not going to tell a pollster. They're afraid their grandparents will roll over in their grave if they switched parties or said they were going to vote for Republican. But they did, and Donald Trump has not disappointed people here in Pennsylvania one bit. And the pollsters are wrong. They have our race wrong, and I'm going to be happy because Election Day they're going to be surprised again. We got Pennsylvania wrong.
Lou Barletta, so great to talk to you. And you were way ahead of the curve on this scourge of illegal immigration and the need for sensible legal migration, merit-based, into the United States. And we really wish you all the best in this race. Everybody get out there and vote for Lou Barletta in Pennsylvania. Defy those pollsters once again. Pennsylvania cannot turn its back on this prosperity, that was ushered in by this new era of deregulation in Washington, tax cuts, and a smarter approach to trade. You're listening to your Healthy Radio Addiction, 855-40-LAURA. We'll take all your calls. We find out more about how these caravans are being organized by groups in the United States working with other NGOs in Central America, fueled by leftist politicians in Latin America. We'll talk about that, what's driving this, and what we the people must do in order to protect this country that we know and love. Don't go away.
The Laura Ingraham Show.
If you suffer from ED and you've seen your doctor about the little blue pill, you know it can be expensive, and seeing the doctor and waiting at the pharmacy can be a hassle. What if I told you that a certain little blue pill just came off patent December 11th, and that same active ingredient that's in the little blue pill is now available in generic form, available to you for just $30 for a month's supply? That's a big discount. No more getting ripped off by the big pharma companies. With 4hims.com, you can bypass the doctor's office, pharmacy visit, and save huge money on your prescription ED meds. Just go to 4hims.com/easy. Consult with a licensed physician, and following their confidential medical review, you can have the proper prescription delivered directly to your door for a fraction of the price. And today, while supplies last, you can get started with a trial month for just $5. That's right, $5. Here's what you do. Just go to 4hims.com, F-O-R-H-I-M-S.com/easy today, and get started for just $5 while supplies last. Visit 4hims.com/easy right now. 4hims.com/easy.
See website for full details. Not all services through the HIMS platform are available in all 50 states.
Michael and Tina are lovely people, and they're committed to our community. Those are the people that we want helping shape policy and running our communities.
His honest, down-to-earth, straightforward way of approaching things. He thinks outside the box.
Vote for Michael because he has a heart for people and he wants to see things change. He has the education and knowledge to address our city's financial hardships, and I believe he's going to see those through.
I'm Michael DeQuisto, a candidate for Reading City Council. The biggest issue we face is a dramatic increase in quality of life crimes. One-third of the 10,000 arrests made last year came from only 300 criminals. With 300 more jail beds, we could get them off our streets. This is not a city problem or a county problem. It is a community problem and needs a community solution. If elected, I will use every available resource to give us the safe and prosperous community we deserve.
Vote Michael DeQuisto, paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto to the Reading City Council 2018.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving the North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Among women, breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Early detection and treatment is a key, along with prevention. Reduce your risk by exercising more, drinking alcohol less, and eating a healthy diet. If you're over 40, have a regular screening and mammogram.
This message brought to you by Dr. Pomela Danuka and Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Call the Laura Ingraham Show, 1-855-40-LAURA. Try to run, try to hide,
break on through to the other side. I came here, I stood in line, waited for my turn, and finally got here. And that was a privilege.
Makes a mockery out of what my parents had to do in Panama.
My parents and my husband are from Mexico. And when they came over here, they did everything legally. We went through all the steps, paid everything we had to pay. And we just don't think it's fair for all these people just to come in and automatically think that they're able to get citizenship or the things that we have are supposed to have here as citizens.
Legal immigrants to the United States. Your family might be legal immigrants. And those were just a few of the voices we heard from Houston. And a very diverse group of people who showed up at this Trump Cruise rally. And again, the media will not cover this. By the way, we are going to explode this story in Florida. Andrew Gillum, who is mayor of Tallahassee, who is a silver-tongued snake. I'm sorry, but he is a silver-tongued, in my view, fraud upon the state of Florida. The idea that Floridians would support this guy after he lied about, oh, he didn't get anything for free when he was in office. Turns out he got free tickets to Hamilton, and his explanation about this, even CNN has to say, new texts cast doubt on Gillum's Hamilton ticket explanation. Ron DeSantis has got to win this election in Florida. He's the best candidate. He will follow the economic populist platform of Donald Trump and ensure that Florida doesn't go blue in the 2020 election cycle. It is just and then Andrew Gillum, when he's caught red-handed with these tickets, you know what he says? He says, "Oh, this is black politicians are held to a higher standard. It's a much more difficult standard for black politicians." What? What is he talking about? Oh, really? Cause is that what we say to John James, who's running against Claire McCaskill? Oh, no, excuse me. Debbie stabbed me in the face. I always get the two mixed up. Debbie Stabenow in Illinois. So, you know, this is just ridiculous. So we're going to hit that issue. Gillum is – when I saw that debate with him, I said, I don't trust him farther than I can throw him. Todd in Virginia talking about this Dave Bratt, Virginia 7th District race, which is critical – to President Trump. This district has been redistricted to try to help Democrats. Todd, tell us.
Oh, it's clearly helping Democrats. You've put a rural counties in with Mechanicsville, Virginia, which is has more population than all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, with Spanberger, she's running all these ads on TV stating that Bratt is part of the swamp, he's taking all this money. Where's she getting all the money from? I haven't seen hardly any Dave Bratt ads, yet my mailbox is full of Spanberger stuff, TV commercials full of Spanberger stuff. Who's really the big money candidate?
Yeah, we should call her Spamberger. It's like spam. She's like, they're sending spam to your mailbox. Todd, I think the good people at 7th District, they better wake up because you can't lose. Dave Bratt was 4 years ahead of everybody else on this issue of immigration and trade. And he really, as I write about in Busting the Barricades, my new paperback, his election really was the bellwether for what was to come with Donald Trump, unseating the old dinosaur Eric Cantor. And he won re-election last time, and he's got to win re-election now. It's critical, absolutely critical, 4 years ago, excuse me. All right, let's go to Sylvia in Pennsylvania, line one. Sylvia.
Hi, Laura. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks.
I'm just calling in support of all that Lou Barletta just said on your show. I live in an area that's about halfway between Hazleton and Scranton, and it's still all very much for Donald Trump. The polls in 2016 never reflected how much support there was for Donald Trump, and it's still that way. When I talk to my friends and neighbors, nobody has backed off. We are still all very much behind Donald Trump and very much for Lou Barletta. And
well, it's Philly. Philly's the problem. Always has been. It's Philadelphia and the Philadelphia suburbs. So it's Bryn Mawr, Conshohocken, you know, it's the main line. And that's always dragged the rest of the state down, and it's going to continue to do so. Philadelphia is a completely different city. It's changed, and there was a piece, I think, in the New York Times about the demographic changes to the Philadelphia and enormous Asian population and small business owners and great people. But it's changed politically as well, and we'll see where it all ends up. But, again, Pennsylvania is thriving in this Trump economy. Why would you vote against positive economic news, which is tantamount of what people would do if they voted for Casey? I mean, Casey wouldn't do any of the stuff that Trump's doing. 855-40-LAURA. Let's go to Skip in Pennsylvania, line 5. Skip describes himself as a Democrat. Skip.
Good morning. My dad's a Democrat. I am a Democrat. During the Trump election, I worked in a very rural area of Pennsylvania, and it was amazing to see the number of older people, because that's what I work with, getting out to vote for Trump. And it made the difference when Trump was elected. And we kind of people, rural people, out.
Yeah, we're losing you. Have a bad connection. But Skip, I think we got your point. You're echoing what our previous caller said. This election is really, in many ways, breaking down as an election between urban America and the country, more country people. And suburban women are probably going to break Democrat, which is a problem. There's a piece in the LA Times about how they're pre-registering high school kids. The left is, I mean, they're active. You got to hand it to them. Are Republicans pre-registering high school kids? But you have all these, new immigrant kids in the United States, and they're all being hugged and embraced by the left. And they're getting them to pre-register. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about the word education? Well, it means to lead forth. The word forth raises another question. Which way is forth? How do you know you're going in the right direction? Well, the answer is, it just depends on which way you want to go. My friend Larry Arne, the president of Hillsdale College, says young people almost always say that, and that they've been taught to say that. But you and I both know that that's the wrong answer. Let me tell you about a place that leads forth, Hillsdale College. At Hillsdale, they understand that true education means pursuing the highest answer to the question, which way is forth? Hillsdale students are challenged to discover the right way forth by reading the greatest books by the greatest minds in history. And they learn the meaning of the three ultimate and related things, the good, the true, and the beautiful. Hillsdale holds a unique and important role in American education today. I encourage all my listeners to learn more about this remarkable institution at lauraforhillsdale.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates, our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Renowned medical correspondent and endurance race champion, Bob Arnott, MD.
People ask me, how do you keep competing at the age of 70? Healthy living is important, but so is pain relief. If you have pain, you can't train. So I'm thrilled I discovered Salonpas Lidocaine Plus. This unique topical pain reliever contains two safe and effective anesthetics. Nothing has worked better for me.
Salonpas Lidocaine Plus, cream or roll-on.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can